This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. There's plenty of interest in solar energy in Michigan. It's getting more efficient and cheaper. And utility companies have made ambitious renewable energy goals. But getting there will require miles and miles of land for solar panels. That could be a problem.
Everybody wants to put renewable energy where nobody can see it and in the middle of nowhere. But with renewables, location makes a difference.
To meet this need, the state's Department of Natural Resources is trying to develop solar projects on abandoned mines and other industrial sites. Lexi Krupp has more on where to put solar farms in Michigan.
When Jordan Roberts first visited the old gravel mine near Grayling, he thought it looked pretty fun.
If I were a teenager, I would just have so much fun on this gravel pit because it's like this massive, like, sand dune.
The area is like a moonscape on Google Maps. It's been sitting there for years. Most recently, state police used the site as a shooting range. It's one of two properties the Department of Natural Resources offered to lease to solar developers. And Jordan got the state contract. He runs a renewable energy company called Circle Power. He thinks the site could generate enough electricity to power a few thousand homes. That's at the very least.
Hopefully we can do much better than that.
Right now, Michigan gets less than half of 1% of its electricity from solar. But new technology has made the industry competitive, even with the state's many cloudy days.
The cost of renewables has just plunged.
And many coal plants in Michigan are retiring. That's where the state has gotten much of its electricity in the past.
There is truly a transformation going on in the grid in Michigan where some of these older technologies are being swapped out, and what they're being replaced with primarily is renewable generation.
But large-scale solar projects require acres of land. They can't just be anywhere. Solar farms need to be close to power lines and substations to connect to the grid. And these projects are not always welcome.
Sometimes people oppose renewable projects because they don't like how they look. Sometimes there's a lot of folks that look at things like farmland and they want it preserved as farmland.
So in the past year, the DNR started looking at the land they manage, millions of acres, for sites where there might be less opposition.
We're looking at those opportunities where we don't have trees, the soils may be degraded, it's not really productive land, and in some cases it's even polluted. And yet, a lot of times, solar is compatible on these contaminated sites.
Scott Whitcomb has worked with the DNR for over 20 years and is part of the team working on this project. He says the department's first picks were the old gravel mine near Grayling and a former iron mine in the UP in Dickinson County.
From a Department of Natural Resources standpoint, these sites are no-brainers.
And these two properties are just the first. The state agency plans to offer another round of leases for solar projects next year.
We're in the process right now of taking a second look, maybe a much more detailed look, and trying to find some other sites that we can put forward to do the same thing.
Scott says for these two initial projects, local communities have been really supportive, in part because solar farms are a way to make the land productive. They would provide a few jobs and tax revenue. Max Meisner is the treasurer of Beaver Creek Township, the home of the old gravel mine. He's only heard positive feedback on the project so far.
I'm getting outreach from people saying, gosh, you know, I just heard about this. I'm like, okay, great. Yeah, word's getting out. They're all for it.
But even with local support, there's no guarantee these solar farms will be built. Jordan Roberts with Circle Power says developing these projects is really hard.
In a best case scenario, we'd be 2 to 3 years away from building a project.
He still needs to get various permits, do environmental studies, and find a buyer for the power. He also needs to make sure the energy could actually connect to the grid. Despite all this, Jordan is cautiously optimistic about the prospects here. And solar advocates hope these DNR projects will serve as a model for other state agencies and landowners to develop their own solar farms.
That was Lexi Krupp from Interlochen Public Radio reporting.